Jackson Heights locker room chat here on KNZA underway. One final time here in the 23-24 basketball campaign. Cobras girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us here. A couple more minutes to wrap up the season. It is brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, it was a tough one in that sub-state opener. Had to travel to Wabunsee, and ultimately the Chargers win that first-round game and finish off your season with a 77-55 final. Just take us back to that one earlier this week and a couple key takeaways from it.
Well, they're very quick and fast, and we've struggled against that all year. They full court pressed us. We ended the game with 26 turnovers, which you cannot win a game with 26 turnovers. It'd be really hard. So we struggle with that pressure. Dawson was double teamed a lot. She ended that game with 26 points, though. So they still couldn't stop her. And then Chesney, she had 15, so she hit a couple big shots, but, you know, it just came down to getting them stopped and getting the ball past half court, and we struggled with that.
Well, again, you know, you haven't had a whole lot of time to kind of dissect how things, you know, went overall. You know, you talk about the seniors that you lost last year, Olberding and Thompson, two of the best in school history, 2,000-point scores, and then the roster certainly looks a little bit different, but you bring back some talent that saw good minutes last year. What would you say is the biggest difference with your team here in 23-24 compared to last year? Did you have to kind of construct things a little bit differently just with how the roster was, or was it just basically kind of the same go but just different pieces?
Well, you know, you always got to adjust with who you have. And last year we relied a lot on getting those steals early in our press. And this year we're just not that long. So we kind of backed up and tried to do a little more man in the half court and still stuck with our zone. So big difference with our scorers. Dawson really had to step into that position. She did a wonderful job. You know, she averaged almost 17 points a game. And we really struggled finding that second person to be consistent to score, and which led us to close games in our leagues, in our league games. And so it definitely was a tad different, but we still try to stick with those same principles so we can build that program year after year.
Well, you mentioned, and we have here in the last minute or two, Dawson Cochran, one of the two seniors. She was one of our athletes of the week a couple of weeks ago. She had gone on a tear. You mentioned she still double-teamed in that Wabunsee game, but still came out with 26. She had a stretch where she was hitting 20 at least in multiple games within the last few weeks. So obviously she was a big part of your team this year. And then Alex Rollins as well, the other lone senior. So just a shout-out to those two and what they meant to the program.
Yeah, they are great leaders. They do what they're supposed to in practice and games, on and off the court. They both do a wonderful job, and we're going to miss their presence. It'll be interesting to see who steps into that leadership role next year. But, you know, Dawson, our leading scorer, she does it all, our leading rebounder, our leading three-point shooter. She did an awesome job these last couple of years that I've had her, and she's worked really hard. And Alex, the same. She didn't score as much, but defensively, she helped us a lot, especially in the middle of our zone, and always did what I asked her to. And, you know, I can't wish for two better seniors.
There it is. Madison Massey joining us. Jackson Heights girls basketball coach. Season came to an end earlier this week in the sub-state first-round matchup at Wabunsee. Looking forward to the 24-25 campaign. Again, just losing a couple of seniors, so a good chunk coming back for Coach Massey. Coach, thanks again for spending a few minutes with us each and every week. We appreciate it very much. Enjoy the off season, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.